Bit of a quiz for you. Who's going to start singing? Volunteers, any thoughts? Patrick usually gets the old ones, I don't know. Here's the voice.
This old heart of mine been broken
be
a thousand times each time you break away.
Yes, and feel it's good to be with you on this special morning, the 10th of January, as we gather to celebrate Rod Stewart's 71st birthday. Happy birthday, Rod, we say. In your large yellow mansion in Palm Beach, Florida, with your astoundingly young wife, and great. So now we know why we're here, and let me take you back to 2007 and introduce you to a little man called Tunsa Yilmaz. It was a very ordinary day in 2007 when Tunsa Yilmaz was driving his taxi, and he picked up a family of four for a 19-mile trip to a local airport in Bavaria. And it seems they were very short on time to make the flight, and Tunsa was doing his best driving his taxi. The man politely asked if he could drive instead. And Tunsa Yilmaz said, "Be my guest," because the guy he'd picked up with his family was Michael Schumacher. It was some years before Michael had that awful skiing accident that we all know about. But that day, Tunsa Yilmaz let him take the wheel. Later on, he spoke to a local newspaper, and he said he drove at full throttle round the corners and overtook in some unbelievable places. So he had an exciting morning, Tunsa Yilmaz. We're going to come back to him, and we're going to come back to Rod a little later on. But here we are at Fulwood, picking up this year's challenge to dig deeper in 2016. That's been the call from our leadership, and Andrew spoke about it last week, but hang on a minute. Haven't we just spent the best part of 2 or 3 years as a church gearing up to being a significantly outreaching church? 2 morning services to create places for people. New initiatives like Rise and CAP and the venue, the choir, the band recording an album, just creating so many opportunities for people to find and connect with Jesus through this church. But it seems that just as we need maximum effort from everyone to make all this work, we have this call for 2016 to dig deeper, to read our Bibles more consistently, to pray more, to worship more, to deepen our devotional lives. You see, it's true, digging deeper is the key to knowing God. Digging deeper in those ways that Andrew spoke about last week, in prayer and the Word of God, it's the key to deepening our relationship with Him. But how does that stack up with outreach? Are we having a year off? Is 2016 going to be a study break for Fulwood? Well, no, it's not. Because the big truth from the Word of God this morning is that digging deeper is not just the key to knowing God. It's actually the key to our outreach. Digging deeper is the key to releasing the power of God. Let's go back to the Old Testament where we find Jehoshaphat facing the biggest challenge and trial of his life. King of that little nation of Judah, threatened by the armies of the Moabites and the Ammonites and all the other nasty ites who were on the move and marching towards them and not very far away. And there's Jehoshaphat facing impossible odds, scared for his people and himself. He doesn't know what to do. And he's in desperate need of help. And so he digs deeper. He starts off by calling the people together. And if this was a Robin Hood film, he would issue them all with primitive weapons. They'd all have bows and arrows and become crack shots overnight. But Jehoshaphat doesn't issue the people with weapons. He calls them to fast from food and to join him in prayer. And maybe for this year, fasting might be part of your spectrum of ways in which you dig deeper with God. But Jehoshaphat prays, and what a prayer it is. He reminds himself and the people of God's nature and his power. O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are the ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. And then these words that come up on the screen. We are powerless against this mighty army. We don't know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. And the people dig deeper and join him in that prayer. It's a heartbreaking picture, isn't it, of the whole of Judah, the men with their little ones, their wives and their children. This is a nation calling out to God together. It's not just the leaders. It's not just the faithful few who always come to the prayer meeting. This is everyone. Because you see, prayer is not just a private thing. Prayer is a powerful communal thing for the people of God. And we need to get serious about that if we're going to dig deeper together this year. And God gives his answer. He gives it to a man called Jahaziel, who has a lot of very unpronounceable relatives. And I'm sorry about that, Matthew. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel. And this is the word of God that he speaks, summarized here, just the key phrases. Don't be discouraged. The battle is not yours. It's God's battle. March out. You will not need to fight. Take your positions. Stand still and watch the Lord's victory. The Lord is with you. What a fantastic word. And Jehoshaphat and the people say, phew, that's a relief. And actually, they don't do that at all. They bow low with their faces to the ground and they worship God. And the Levites stand to praise God with the music turned up very loud indeed. And God hasn't said to them, stay in bed and I'll tell you when it's over. God has said, march out. He said, march out, take your positions. You're involved in this. I want you to see it. So the next morning, they march out. And Jehoshaphat puts the singers right at the front. Wonder why he does that. Could be because he wants them to sing. It could be because if it all goes wrong, then those pesky singers are going to be the first to get it. But they soon find the enemy. And as soon as those singers start to sing, and you know, they're singing one of our songs. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. That's where we get it from. And as they sing, the enemy army start to fight amongst themselves. And God's people simply stand. And they watch the Lord's victory unfold. You see, this is God responding in amazing power to the prayers and the devotion of a people who dig deep together. God working in power to save a people who say, Lord, we can't do this without you. So what about us? What about us as we start off on 2016? I guess there will be times in our personal lives, as well as here in the church sometimes, when we feel things are too much for us, we're scared, we don't know what to do for the best, we need God's help. You may be in church this morning feeling just like that right now. And the answer for us is not to try harder. It's not to work more. It's not to worry more. The answer for us when that happens is to dig deeper. To make time for God, to pray, to fast maybe, to get into his word like never before, to get into his word like we believe it. And to say to God, Lord, we can't do this without you. Because the message of the Bible, time and time again, is that when people say to God, Lord, we can't do it without you, God says, I know. I know. and I can do so much more. So here we are at Fulwood, this church of ours, based in a city of about 150,000 people. We've been here for 40 years. We've been here since Rod Stewart recorded that song, and we've not scratched the surface yet. There's so much to do. We need more people. We need more time. We need more resources, humanly speaking. But the truth is that to make an impact on a city like this is quite simply beyond us. And more importantly, you know, we can't even change the hearts of the people we do know. We can welcome them. We can be friendly. We can talk to them about Jesus. We can make this place warm and welcoming. But we cannot open people's eyes to spiritual things. We are powerless to change a human heart. It takes the powerful touch of the Holy Spirit of God to change someone's heart. If you're here searching for meaning in life this morning, none of us can convince you of the truth of the risen Jesus. It takes the Holy Spirit to move into your heart and warm it up so that you see spiritual things which are spiritually discerned. And we need God's help to do that. For all these reasons, our church, as we dig deeper, needs to say to God, Lord, we can't do this without you. And all the time as we struggle and stress and organize and work, God actually has all the power we will ever need if only we could get our heads around this. Paul puts it absolutely brilliantly in Ephesians 1. Here we are, verse 19. He says, I pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. It's the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. You know, there was Paul with all these fledgling churches around the Middle East. And he's writing to them to say, oh, I just wish you could grasp the incredible greatness of God's power for us. He says the same to us today. And it's the same mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead. And then Ephesians 3, Paul again. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work, where? Within us, to accomplish immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. What a verse. You know, if we unpick it and turn it slightly, this is what it's saying. Whatever we can ask or imagine, whatever we can ask or imagine for ourselves or for this church, God, through his mighty power at work within us, can do immeasurably more. What are you asking for in your life, in your church? Are you just asking to survive? Are we just asking not to lose ground? Or are we dreaming dreams? Are we imagining great things that God could do here? Well, let me tell you this, whatever you ask, whatever you dream or imagine, the Word of God says that God can do immeasurably more than any of that, beyond our wildest dreams. And that is why digging deeper is so vital for us as a church in 2016, if we want to move forward and see the power of God released here. I wonder what we will do, each of us, in response to this call. I'm just going to leave a minute at the end of this message for us just to reflect on that individually. It'll take some time to work it out. We might start by deciding to sign up for Transformed Life starting at the end of this month. But let's dig deep together. Two thoughts as we close. Remember little Tuntse Yilmaz and his taxi? He could have said no. He could have said, no, it's my taxi and I know how to drive it, thank you. I don't need an expert to do it for me. What if he crashes it? And Michael Schumacher's family would have missed the plane. You see, here at Fullwood, we can be so busy, can't we, running our church and our lives in the way that we know how to. We can live our lives saying, we could do that, but what if? That terrible what if? And God is saying, trust me. Dig deeper, take your hands off the wheel, and get into the habit of calling me to work powerfully. Because I have the power to do immeasurably more. And what about Rod? What about Rod on his birthday? Do you know, at 71, he's selling out his 2016 tour. He's playing football stadia all around the country. In 2013, he did two nights at the O2. There it is. And I love that place. Still places left at the July conference. We'll be talking about that in a few weeks. But it got me thinking about how many people are involved in a concert like that. Ticket sales, stewarding, songwriters, costume people, PA, lighting, cameras, musicians, support acts, and then the thousands of people who come and take their seats. And you know, everyone looking and working towards that moment when the star steps up and does what he does best. And it's a very poor illustration of what God wants to come and do in our lives and here in this church. Hundreds of us digging deeper to know God more, inviting and expecting him to act, raising our expectations, and then taking up our positions as we stand and we watch the power of God achieve immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. I'd like to quite deliberately and as a symbol almost leave this stage to Almighty God. Because I don't know what he will say to you this morning as you spend a moment with him. But let's ask God to come and work in power in this place. And in a minute or so, Andy and the team will come up and lead us in praise of that great God. But let's pray together. Let's dig deeper just for a moment and ask God to come and work in this place.